Okay, so now we are going to talk about chapter 9, where we are talking about human factors perspective. Very important because human play a huge role, be it a system or be it a process. It's ultimately going to be driven by humans. So we have to understand how the human factor plays a role when it comes to all these designs. So what are we going to talk about? Introduction. What should BAs know about designing? What BAs must know about human characteristics, human computer interaction or HCI, and the usability, human computer interaction challenges, importance of human computer interaction, recent advances in human computer interaction, functional goals versus user experience goals, mental models, use cases and HCI or usability, requirement gathering from HCI standpoint, and finally, we summarize the entire chapter. So, what is the introduction all about? IT is no longer limited to a select few in the central IT department. Lay users, people in rural, and anyone can interact with IT. Understanding the profile of characteristics of likely users is important. Human-centered approach makes devices like mobile phones intuitive and accepted. So, very long back, if you had to go to see, IT would be related to people in the domain. That means if I'm a programmer, if I'm a designer, or even if I'm not a designer, if I'm a programmer or doing something related to IT, then I would have interaction with the IT system. Or obviously, every organization does need to have an IT department, central IT department, so they would be interacting with the system. But gone are those days. Today, with the advent of technology playing such a big and critical role that anybody and everybody, even to the fact today, farmers have mobiles that we are talking about, and they have people in rural areas do keep smartphones with them, maybe to watch YouTube videos, maybe to just watch the news, maybe just to check, talk to people. But today, we no longer see phones which are used are just a basic phones with a small screen and a keypad below it. Most of the phones that are being developed in the market are still smartphones which have an interaction. So when I talk about, or in the later stages that we'll talk about human computer interaction, that is the interaction with IT that you're looking at. Now, when I have people, such lay users who do not understand technology at all. So for these people, they do not understand technology. If you tell them maybe a Google Maps, something as simple as a Google Map or making a banking transaction online, they would still not be, even something like a simple UPI payment, they might or might not be able to do it. I mean, till today, it is a fact where my mom has a smartphone for so many years, but she cannot, is or not comfortable to make a UPI payment. So, such lay people are still using phones, iPads, tablets. So it becomes very important that we take humans into consideration. Secondly, thirdly, sorry, understanding the profile of likely users is important. Very important. And the last point gives you why it is important, because we have to have a human-centered approach over everything. Today, why am we talking about a human-centered approach? Firstly, because of the human interacting with the app or the system or the user, sorry, interacting with the process. But when our mobile phones today are so user-friendly and our options are simple, that's what is making them getting accepted. And that's what we have to understand. So whether is my app going to be used by a technical person, a non-technical person? Is it going to be used by a senior citizen? Is it going to be used in a rural area? Is it going to be used by a senior citizen in a rural area? And all those things, because that will ensure that the design of your app is made in such a way. The best part or the best example that I can give you, possibly which talks about human factors and their perspective, is look at your airports. I'm sure everyone has been to an airport. So you have wheelchairs there for people who cannot walk or who have trouble walking. So they are driven by wheelchair. There are wheelchair ramps that are organized for them, wheelchairs that are organized. There is a service person that comes and makes them sit into the seat. And all of these. So, what are we doing there? We are trying to make traveling or flight traveling even more easier for a senior citizen or for someone who cannot walk. And even if they are alone, it can be managed, or even if they are with someone, that someone does not have to, representative does not have to worry about arranging for everything. When you will see trains are not that user-friendly. So, something that's the reason you would want to or you if you have parents or old people in the house that have a problem traveling, probably you're going to travel make them, and if you can do it, you would prefer them traveling by flight than you taking the hassle of putting them into a train and various other factors. Even the other thing is today, if you go into the so that's taking care of people who cannot walk, then you go into the system, you have in the flight where they give you the instruction. Now today they even have instruction in Braille. So they are where one side I'm addressing people who cannot walk, other way people I am addressing people who cannot see. So do you understand how it makes the entire approach more user-friendly and more accepted for me to use? So that's what we are going to talk about in this entire chapter. So human factors perspective has two parts: understanding human characteristics and understanding the design aspects. We will look into both of those. Usability is one view of human factors that aims to make products more usable and useful to users. Something like as simple as a Candy Crush game, which is being used by people of all ages. The reason for that is it doing what it's supposed to do? Is it reducing? It's just giving me a very simple interface with a very simple game that is fun to play with, and people are doing it all the time. Okay. So, sorry, I forgot to discuss these two points. So, perceptive has two parts: understanding human characteristics. So, when I talk about human characteristics, what are the characteristics of a human? Who is going to use my phone? How will that, or sorry, my app, how will that affect my design? Is my design going to change? So today, if you notice that we have this huge conflict where people who use an Android phone will not use an Apple iPhone, or people who use an iPhone will not shift to an Android. More than it being a status symbol, it's also the user interface, because at times people find the Android user interface more complex, while on the same hand, the UI of iPhone seems much better. There are lesser options or minimalistic approach when it comes to an Apple iPhone, while it is a little more complicated when it comes to an Android phone. So that's what we need to understand about human characteristics. And also, then we understand how do we design an app that makes it more user-friendly, or how that makes people want to use it. What should BA know about design? So, as a business analyst, what is it important to know about design? Business analysts need to be aware of various topics studied by industrial or product designers. Some of these topics include human-computer interaction, interaction design, basic design principles, typography, visual design, semantics, semiotics, and human-computer interaction. Interaction design focuses on how people interact with the technology. So, I have to study. So, there are a lot of topics when product designing and industrial designing as a BA, I need to know about it. Now, just to summarize the entire slide that we are talking about, even if you go now to designing, there is an entire color psychology that is involved. So, what do I mean by a color psychology? By color psychology, I mean if there are certain colors which attract or which induce hunger. Like if you see most of your food logos, they are designed in reds and yellows. Why? Because reds and yellows are known to induce hunger. That means you might not be hungry, but looking at those colors, you might tend to feel hungry. That's how the entire McDonald's logo is designed. Then you come to the other aspect of it. There are certain colors that are supposed to get more positive visuals in your head. So you would want to interact more of that. Then there are certain symbols which are respective, which comes in basic semiotics. So you would want to incorporate that. That also, all this when it comes to how the design works, how colors work, how people are interacting with the system or with the technology. Who are the people interacting with the technology? How do I design? If it's going to be used by somebody who is of a senior citizen, I would want to keep it as simple or as automated as possible. So you want to reduce the amount of human intervention when there is a role that it has to play when it comes to health and all of that. Okay, so now we are going to look at whatever was mentioned over here is some of the topics, that is human computer interaction, interaction design, basic design principles, typography, visual design, semantics, semantics. So let's look into those in more detail. So basic design include form, color, and aesthetics. So if you see, normally when you are giving out a wedding card or an invitation card, you will pay attention to pastels, maybe fancy typography and all of that. The color might change, the form might change. Like I said, when it comes to maybe a food app, I will look at maybe more brighter colors that will induce hunger and make me want to eat. Typography deals with design of fonts and typefaces. So at certain times you will require think simple fonts are fine, but when it comes to something to decorate, you would want something in calligraphy and all of that so that it looks nice. At times, even people who write maybe in individual characters or someone who writes in a cursive handwriting face might appear more attractive. So that's when you're talking about designs of fonts and typefaces. How do you want it to be distinguished? Again, typography will play a role because in typography, what happens is you're not able to, if you have a reading, if you have a viewing problem, maybe you would want to change the typefaces, increase the size, decrease the size, that sort of thing. So if you basically use Kindle to read, you would see the difference where you can increase the font, you can increase the space between the lines, you can change it so that it is easy and readable for people of all ages, irrespective of their visual capabilities. Visual design deals with the design of visual elements such as screens, signages, brochures. Like I said, the design of all these things also makes a lot of difference. How does my screen look? How does my marketing signage look? It could help. How attractive is it? Because that's what is going to get people to me. Does my brochure have the relevant information? And all of that. Then we have semantics, which is the study of meaning associated with a design. So, like we hunt for names with meanings associated with them, today it's become a common thing to have a meaningful name. So, that all thing. So, how is my design looking? What is the meaning associated with the design? Do I want the design to denote something? Most of the time, your design would want to display. Would want to depict the name of your company or the design or the logic or the vision of the organization. Semiotics is the study of symbols in a given cultural context. Very simple example, Om in the Hindu religion is given a lot of importance, and even in a international level, Om has a lot of religious meaning regarding the vibe and all of that. So that is the best example of the study of symbols. You want to ensure that you're not hurting someone's religious sentiments with your app, because that is again going to create a lot of unrest and negativity towards the application or your system. So this is all the things a BA needs to know about designing the app. So again, ultimately, a BA also needs to study what is studied by industrial or product designers, or they should have at least have a generic idea of the same. Now we come to human characteristics, and what do as a BA, what do you need to know about human characteristics? So the first point says business analytics need to understand physical, cognitive, psychological, and behavior aspects of a human. So there is something called as a Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which talks about safety needs, which talk about cognitive needs, and it defines how those needs are needed by a human. So what you need to do is you need to understand all these aspects of human behavior, the psychological aspect, the physical aspect, the cognitive aspect, what is his behavioral aspect. All of that is very important. It is necessary to identify human personas for IT solution based on their demographic, psychographic, and physical characteristics. So, like I said, people belonging to a certain age, people belonging to a certain region, males and females, everyone looks at an app in a very different way. So what becomes important is for us to understand how they, who are the people, how do I get them on the app, or how do I get them to use my IT solution. Cultural elements within the organization or larger ethnic or social backgrounds can also affect human characteristics. Okay, so what would you see is normally when I talk about the cultural elements of an organization, you would often see people working from the various groups and various ethnicity, and especially in an Indian organization, you would see people working from different religions. And in India, different religions have so many different festivals to work about. The right admin and the HR department, what they would concentrate on is trying to ensure everyone feels included. So if I'm going to celebrate something like a Navratri or a Diwali, I will also celebrate a Eid or a Christmas or a Easter, everything. So that what is happening is basically you're including everybody from any social background, and what they do is they get a feeling of belonging. So another thing about the cultural element we will also talk about is ensuring that the right people get holidays at the right time. So you would find in a Indian organization, even if it is a multi-level or a multi-national organization, they would have lesser people working on Diwali. Then over Christmas, priority would be given to Christians, and over Eid, priority would be given for holidays to Muslims. That's how the entire scenario would work. Education and comfort level with the technology are also human characteristics to consider. Again, you and I, the way we interact with technology, and maybe the other way our parents do. Now, with the advent of mobiles, there are certain senior citizens who, and practically everyone does have a mobile. So there are certain senior citizens that are more comfortable using a mobile or doing things on a mobile than on a computer, where it could be easily done on a computer. And people like us would be fine using whether a mobile or whether it is a laptop. There are certain people like me who would still prefer using a laptop rather than using a mobile all the time. And so then you have limitations of certain groups that people with disability should be noted in the design of IT events. So the same thing what I said about the airport culture, the same thing I'm going to repeat over here when I say that When it comes to the design of IT devices, I need to consider people with all sorts of disabilities, especially somebody with a hearing or a viewing disability. They would have better font size. Then there is haptic feedback where your phone vibrates. There is vibration on everybody's phone, especially for the people who cannot see. So based on that, there was this long back a study that was being done, or the way AI was being, artificial intelligence was being used. So basically, a person who was turning blind wanted to run a marathon. Now, running the marathon is not easy for a person who is blind, because you need to know the distance, you need to see who is in front of you. So basically, they had a device built which would be connected to the arm of the person. So it would be over the arm. And the device was designed to work in such a way that a tunnel would be created. And if any other human enters that tunnel, it would start vibrating, saying that someone has entered your path, so you need to move. And the vibration would stop when you stop moving. It's like a smartphone devices or a smartphones where if there's a notification, sorry, not the smartphone, our smartwatches, but today everybody has a smartwatch. And the moment you receive a notification on the phone or on the watch, it would start vibrating if you have turned on vibration. If you kept it on completely on silent, then obviously it would not. But by vibrating, it would bring your attention to the smartwatch. Aging population requires a thorough understanding of the problems faced by the age group for which the device is designed. This we've already discussed, so visual problems. So someone would require larger fonts, someone would require lesser fonts. And what are the problems like? If they're having problems using their hands and feet, now we have voice-enabled system where you can just talk to the system and it would be able to give you the desired output. The design of IT devices should take into account the need and limitations of users with physical disabilities and the elderly. So this is what we are talking about. At the moment, I'm thinking of designing an IT device or a solution that requires people to use them. I need to, so that I do not exclude that sector from my usage, I need to consider limitations of disabilities and the elderly. Then, so we come to HCI, which is user computer interaction, and its usability. So HCI uses human factors and design principles to make man machine interaction more usable and effective. That means not only am I want to exclude a majority of potential customers, I want to be so to include them, I need to make my app more usable and more effective. The reason we've come up with things like Amazon Echo or Siri is because even as a kid, to improve their capabilities, we can, rather than the parents speaking to him, especially parents who have language barriers, they would be able to have the children speak and understand and overcome those barriers. Goals of HCI and usability are to improve the usability of machines. So the only goal of human interaction human computer interaction and usability is to make my app more usable, more user friendly, and finally more secure. Usability can be measured in terms of ease of learning, ease of memorizing the steps, affordance, visibility, safety, security, and consistency. So I think we are going to study all of this. So we will talk about all of these. So first is we talk about affordance, referring to the desired features of a device. Are the desired features easily accessible? Are they not easily accessible? Do I have to follow a lot of steps to get those, to get to that option? It is something as simple as on an Android phone or even on an iPhone, being scrolled, able to drag the top bar down and make changes to your basic system, maybe turn off the volume and vibrations, or just put it on vibration and all of that very quickly without even having to at times unlock the phone. Visibility makes interactions more visible by providing prompts, message, and alerts where appropriate. So you want the relevant prompts appearing, you want to mention the relevant message, alerts where appropriate. So today, if you look at most of the messaging app, the moment there is a deduction or there is an OTP that it comes, you would see it appearing on the top of your screen and giving your message or alert saying that this has been debited, this has been added or credited, and all of that. Safety ensures that a device does no harm to the user and minimize the chances of errors. That means not only are we talking about radioactive, we are talking about burning the person, like the note would start exploding. So all these are safety issues that you need to keep in mind, because if it does harm to the user is not going to use the device. And if the more the errors, again, they're not going to use the device. So you need to keep all this in mind. Security relates to access, confidentiality, and privacy issues. So something like UPI, if it does not have a fingerprint and something that's very personal, and which I can, without entering a UPI pin, if I can make a payment, then there are issues with the access and the privacy or the security on that. If my personal information is easily viewable without my permission, that is another confidentiality issue. Consistency ensures ease of use resulting from consistent layouts and navigation. So everything, so if I'm working on an app, the user interface for all the things needs to be similar, or needs to have a similar, if the similar option should have a similar layout, similar navigation, which makes it very easy for you to use the app in all possible ways.